We heard in our first reading, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." And then heard that echoed on the last line of the gospel, "So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." How's that going for you? Not too good for me. What does that even look like? You know, for Thomas the Tank Engine, it would be becoming a useful engine. For Matthew Kelly would tell you, become the best version of yourself. A few years ago, the Army said, be all that you can be. What God is saying is to be the person you were created to be, created in his image and likeness. Our gospel ends with, so, be perfect. And that word so is like very troublesome because it tells us that God's perfection includes everything that Jesus just described. Love your enemies, offer no resistance to one who is evil, hand over your cloak as well, show no partiality. What do all of those teachings have in common? They challenge us to become vulnerable. But even more, they challenge us to become vulnerable in concrete ways. Who wants that? Only those who want to be able to love in concrete ways. Because if I told you, I want you to be more loving, it's not specific enough. It would be easy for you to misunderstand me, or maybe to water it down to make it less difficult. But there's little confusion in when someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn and offer the other one as well. Or love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You know when you're doing it because it hurts. It's not easy. This gospel is challenging because we find it very difficult to let go and be completely vulnerable. But that's who Jesus is. Jesus is the one who made himself completely vulnerable to save others. That's how we participate in God's holiness. Holiness isn't simply avoiding that which is sinful. Yes, it involves that, but holiness is primarily a participation in the love and holiness of God. Separation from sin is the necessary first step, but the essence of holiness is entering into God's presence and opening ourselves to the greater holiness God desires for us. It's what our souls were made for. Lent starts Wednesday, and this gospel would make a great Lenten program. I think it would even be better than prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. It would certainly be more difficult than praying, fasting, and almsgiving. This idea of being vulnerable to everybody, including my enemies. Why do I say that? Because with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, I give myself as a gift to God, but I'm in control. When we make ourselves vulnerable after the pattern in our gospel, I give my life as a gift, and I give up control. The truth is we need both. We need fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, and we need to be vulnerable. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, they free us from the attachments, and they teach us self-mastery. And then freed from those attachments, we're able to be vulnerable. We're able to give ourselves away. And being vulnerable is how God explains and defines holiness in today's gospel. As difficult as this call from Jesus is, let's look at it a little closer and see if there might be some ideas on what we can do to become more like God created us to be. I say to you, offer no resistance to one as evil. On a big scale, I'm not sure I'm ready to do that. But perhaps on a small scale, we can make some progress. For example, if you get taken advantage of by a family member, or you get shown disrespect by a neighbor, or maybe you get falsely accused of something by a coworker, or you get overlooked for an award that you feel you've earned, how will you respond? As a disciple of Jesus or of the world? Recognize this. The holiness of God is more powerful than the evil of men. As hard as this may be, let the offense go. Trust that God has something better for you, because he does. Pray for that other person and then move on with your life. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. Now, in the Middle Eastern culture, being struck in the face was a huge insult. And so Jesus is saying, absorb the insult and give that person another chance. Today, we're often attacked for believing in Jesus Christ, for trusting in God, for trying to be loyal to the church. Recognize this. The holiness of God is merciful in the hope of saving the other person. If your beliefs are attacked, don't back down, but stand with the truth in a respectful, humble way. Respond with patience and give that person a chance to enter into dialogue. If they choose not to, pray for them and move on with your life. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. It's another way of saying, be generous to a fault. Recognize this, the holiness of God holds nothing back, but in love gives himself entirely to us. Do you tithe on your income, 10%? Are you spending much of your income on comforts for you and your family, while so many in this community go without the basic necessities? Do you know what it is to give sacrificially, to forgo something you want or that you want to do in order to give to those in need? And the teaching isn't just about money. How about the donation of our time and our talent? This is an active parish with many ministries. We need more lectors, ushers, and Eucharistic ministers for Mass. We need more wheelchair drivers. I mean, some of our wheelchair drivers need wheelchairs. The St. Vincent de Paul Society, great need, filling so many other needs in our parish. Those who count the Sunday collection, right? Again, important. There are many people who are homebound in hospitals and in nursing homes who would love to have you come and visit them. And that's just the parish. There are countless of other opportunities in the community, like the Life Choices Pregnancy Center, ACTS, Meals on Wheels, and I can go on listing them. Will you make yourself vulnerable? Or do you think that this is Father's parish and not our parish? When I was in my mid-20s, one of the most helpful things I did to encounter God on a more personal level was join the choir. I couldn't read music at the time, but I gradually learned, sort of. But being in the choir offers a unique encounter with the Word of God. Music ministry, especially within the Mass, nourishes the love of God and enables you to walk with the Word of God in a way that transcends just studying the Word of God. This was one of the early invitations of God to me as an adult that moved me to see the attractiveness of holiness. Our music ministries are in dire need of new blood. Please consider giving them a try, especially men. Again, Jesus tells us that to be holy, we must be vulnerable in specific, real, concrete ways. Jesus is the one who made himself completely vulnerable for the benefit of the other. This is why service to others is an essential part of being holy. In closing, we heard in that second reading, "For the wisdom of the world is foolishness in the eyes of God." Be cautious about whose standards affect your judgment and your values. To the world, Jesus' teachings are crazy. And they are crazy. They're crazy enough to work when we take them without compromise, as St. Francis did, as St. Dominic did, as Mother Teresa did. People considered them fools until they changed the world. How? By being vulnerable and available in concrete ways. It's not always easy, but it's always possible because God made us that way in His image and likeness. May God fill you with His blessings so that every new day finds you more holy than the previous day.
Let us stand.